Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Concord, Massachusetts is most famous for its literary icons like Thoreau and Alcott. But the town has deeper roots in America's history. Elise Lemire, professor of literature at Purchase College, State University of New York, explains.
The American Revolution began in Concord, Massachusetts, when the Minutemen exchanged fire with British soldiers. Two generations later, Concord was home to Henry David Thoreau and other authors widely credited with the Second Revolution, the birthing of a distinctly American brand of literature. Concord, Massachusetts was also a slave town for over 150 years. Most of the town's merchants, lawyers, ministers, and doctors owned slaves. Those who didn't widely respected slaveholders and agreed to uphold the institution of slavery. When slaves attempted to run away, non-slaveholders could be counted on to help track them down. Concord's slave population watched with great interest as the political tensions that eventually erupted in the Revolution mounted. They took whatever opportunities arose to expose their owners to their owners' political enemies. Slaveholders were sufficiently concerned that they began abandoning their slaves. Cast off without money or land, the town's former slaves were forced to live on tiny plots of infertile soil. Many of them ended up on the outskirts of town in Walden Woods. Thoreau explains in his classic memoir that he chose to live on the shores of Walden Pond, in part because it was once home to the town's outcasts, among them several former slaves who Thoreau revered for their fortitude. In Concord, Massachusetts, the history of slavery is intimately connected to the political and the literary revolutions that took place there.
That was Purchase College's Elise Lemire. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Our father and I went down to camp along with Captain Good, and there we saw the men and boys as thick as hasty pudding. Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy.